podcast capital. Please be seated. America, he lied. About to begin. Please be seated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Nelson will now lead the orchestra in God Save the Queen.
Waterboarding is not torture. Waterboarding is not torture.
Still crazy after all these years.
This is Good Evening, He Lied, America Misbehaving. And that was Rob Nelson. Perhaps misbehaving. Who says waterboarding is not torture, Rob Nelson?
The CIA defended it. The administration defended it.
Still crazy after all these years.
Well, not settled for me. Good night from the podcast capital of the world.
There's a real threat in this country. America, there really are terrorists trying to destroy us, and I'm not making it up. I swear to God, we won't torture them, but they're out there trying every day, and people are risking their lives, and you don't know how close we've come, and I can't even tell you how many times it's almost happened because that would scare the crap out of all of you.
My point, Rob, is this. It's always been terrorism. It's always been a threat of terrorism. It's always been there. They used the Soviet Union, whatever they could, they used. Communism. There's always been a threat of terrorism.
Yes, and Castro's a big threat too. The big terrorist 90 miles from our coast. 40 years we've been trying to blockade him and keep him away from us.
Because he's so dangerous. Hogwash, I say.
Castro in 1961... 2, 3 was a threat. He hasn't been for a long time since. But the threat was not him. It was nuke missiles from the Soviets.
Okay. We got out of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
We got lucky.
Why, that wasn't luck. That was true skill on the part of President Kennedy.
We got lucky.
Look, I'm not defending President Kennedy. What's wrong with you?
And the Bay of Pigs was the biggest illegal fiasco there's been in 40 years. John F. Kennedy, the great liberal.
Everyone knows that President Kennedy was a young president at that time and that the Bay of Pigs was thought up by Eisenhower and Nixon and they pushed it upon him after the election.
And then he pulled the trigger on, oh, stop defending him! This is disgusting, you...
Uh-oh.
John F. Kennedy is blatantly responsible for AIPigs. Ordered it, he... AIPigs wanted it secret. He wanted it covered up.
Sure, when pigs fly.
Knew about it, and he did every single thing we criticized this president for doing. He was a walk...
Rob, relax. Why does this Kennedy thing bother you so much, Rob?
You know why? Because he gets put up as this icon of good thing, and literally, George Bush and John F. Kennedy were very similar. Neither of them was very smart.
Who's smarter, Kennedy or Bush?
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret oaths and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit, and no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to stifle dissent, cover up our mistakes.
And now a look at the genius of George Bush.
Human being and fish can coexist.
And so, in my speech to the...
Where our best and brightest
single mother with two children,
which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned. And you're working hard to put food on your family.
George Bush and John F. Kennedy were very similar. Neither of them was very smart.
You decide, Kennedy or Bush.
We all know your comment about John F. Kennedy is ridiculous. He certainly was smarter than George Bush by far. You're always supporting George Bush and your continued support of President Bush while he uses terrorism to give the executive branch more power to create concentration camps in Guantanamo Bay, to spy on Americans, to torture people overseas, and
to take away our civil rights right here at home.
Not to mention the right of habeas corpus. You should be ashamed of yourself, Rob Nelson.
Defending George Herbert Walker Bush! The sooner the man is out of office, the better every single American citizen in this country will be. And let me say, This political process, George Bush should step down, if for no other reason, that he has become such a polarizing figure. Every podcast, you come out and find a way and post to make sure you're right. I'm going to ask you to allow, to make, to, no, to, consider one question.
No, Rob. No.
No, no, not me. I did it.
I want you to consider this as an intellectual question. I'm going to agree with you to a point, but don't you think we've simplified the debate?
This is a special announcement from the producer. What you're about to hear from Rob Nelson does not reflect the views of the producer, The Last Angry Man, or Podcast Capital of the World, or, as you all know, the Podcast Capital. We do believe in free speech, so here he goes again.
This is a country that's open. We do things for noble reasons. Let's be honest. Very little of what we've done from the beginning was noble.
You're being a little harsh on America there, Rob.
The Revolutionary War wasn't noble. Nothing our government has ever done or our people have ever done as a whole, as a unit, as a nation, is inherently noble. Let's stop pretending it's all neat and clean and nice and happy and American pie. There are people who want to destroy this country. And the people we pay in our government have other people who are paid to stop them from doing...
Let's hear that one more time. Slow down. Perhaps we'll understand what he's saying here.
And the people we pay in our government have other people who are paid to stop them from doing it.
Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Well, some protection there from terrorism.
And the people we pay in our government have other people who are paid to stop them from doing it.
I guess we don't pay them enough there, Rob. There was the death of Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and of course Martin Luther King. Attempted assassinations, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, were all homegrown terrorists. Why, the biggest problem in this country is homegrown terrorism, with John Lennon being shot and gunned down. The constant shootings in our schools, in our churches, and in our malls, that's homegrown terrorism. The Morrow Building, that was a homegrown terrorism there. Seems to me that we should start looking internally. The threat of terrorism comes from inside this country, not outside. That's where our biggest threat lies, the internal destruction of America by our president, by our own people. How are we going to fix this problem? What should be the main goal of this country? What should be our objective, Rob?
Our agenda is about getting this war resolved and moving on, and then we'll deal with other things. You're right. They should say, we are going to fix this mess, solve it, resolve it, be where we have to be, pay what we're going to have to pay, bring our troops home, and go on about our business before we do anything else.
A good start would be looking internally, Rob. Right. And the first place to look is to impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney, so this will never happen again. No other president will ever try this again.
I'm all for an impeachment trial. I'm ready for an impeachment process. Whether he wins or loses, I'm ready to have it. Let's have it. Let's have it out.
It's about time for a real debate, real oversight. It's too easy to always blame those outside this country for our problems. Our problems are right here at home. We have to have that debate, and we have to look at ourselves again inside. We have to do this impeachment, or we'll never win this war. The battle of terrorism. We are a moral country, and we are against torture.
And we got to get rid of these people, whether it's through election. And then, you're right, everybody has to be thrown out. Everybody. We gotta start all over again.
100% agreement.
Constitutional authority to bring to speedy adoption. But in the event that the Congress shall fail to take one of the two causes, in the event that the national emergency is still critical, I shall not evade the clear course of duty that will then confront me. I shall ask the Congress for the one remaining instrument to meet the crisis: broad executive power.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Made aware of the NIE last week. In August, I think it was Mike McConnell came in and said, we have some new information. He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze. Why would you take time to analyze new information?
I'd like to thank Senator Webb for providing security. I'm glad to see everybody here is enjoying themselves. Don't think I haven't noticed all the drinking that's been going on. In my State of the Union address, I said we needed to increase the use of ethanol. Well, where should I start? A year ago, my approval rating was in the 30s. My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn, and my vice president had shot someone.
Yes, he did. The podcast capital of the world. This is The Last Angry Man for Rob Nelson. For the producer, this is...